Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Good to have Scott Petrek with us moments ago before he teed it up, hit it straight, which is good. Scott talking about Shedeur Sanders looking in his eyes as good, if not better, than any of the quarterbacks at mandatory minicamp, which is fascinating. Also saying he has a really long way to go, which is not an understatement, I think. And
isn't that fair for any rookie? Like,
I think that's very fair.
The biggest pet peeve of the 13 years we've been talking about since we got here is the day that a team drafts a quarterback. Oh, they got to start the next game. No, they don't. They don't. They just don't. So give these guys a little bit of time and we'll see how it plays out. I even guys that get drafted number one overall, I still wonder about teams that throw them out there the first game of the season. I don't think those guys are ready.
I would agree with that. The situation, though, is pretty clear. You have two veteran quarterbacks. You have two rookie quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Which one's the guy? I don't know. Which one's going to be the guy? I don't know. Do they know? Maybe.
I think they're going to let it play out at camp. I still think that they probably have their own depth chart, and it's there, and no one else is going to see it. And it's Kevin's depth chart, and it's probably in his mind. Him and Andrew probably have something written down, and that's about the end of it, and you go from there.
We've talked about this, Andy. You bring in Pickett of these guys, if it means anything, in order. He was the first one. And then you sign Flacco, and then you draft two guys. And Dylan Gabriel was brought in before Shedeur Sanders, and Shedeur getting lots of hype, and obviously popularity has something to do with that. Ability has something to do with it, too. So if you can't figure it out, and you like all four of these guys because you brought them all in, could you possibly keep four quarterbacks or at least try to figure out how to keep four quarterbacks for an extended period of time or a little period of time, and maybe you move one or whatever? The idea of having one of the veterans with two rookies backing him up, I don't find very appealing unless one of those rookies shows that he could actually step on a football field this year and play for you. So that's a possibility. I would be stunned if they let one of the rookies go, because those are lottery tickets. Until you determine they can't play, why would you do that?
Jeff, if somebody offered you a first or second rounder for Dylan Gabriel, you'd take it though, wouldn't you?
I'm sorry, Andy. What did you drink this morning?
I'm not saying that would ever happen, but if someone got desperate during camp, lose your starting quarterback.
That's not going to happen though.
Somebody offers you a second rounder for Dylan Gabriel because they really wanted him and they made a mistake and they think they should have taken him. Anything that would be an upgrade up from third round, wouldn't you do it?
We've had the story about Miami perhaps wanting to trade for Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
And the reports about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like buying a new car. You drive it off the lot and the value drops.
I don't know. Has he been off the lot? He just has a helmet.
Oh, he's off the lot.
He just has a helmet that goes. Now that
No, he's off the lot. Until you play and show that you're worth more, your value's down. I mean, nobody's going to trade you more than what you drafted him for unless you go on the field and you play and you do something that's really good. Jeremy Fowler covers the NFL for ESPN, did cover the Browns for ESPN for a while. He was on with the morning guys. That would be Kenneth and Antonio. And
Or Anthony.
Yeah. Antonio. I like the name Antonio. Lyman could pull off Antonio, don't you think?
No.
Anyhow, Jeremy was on the show, and the guys were talking to him about the quarterback, and, you know, you're going to cut one, you're going to keep them all, you're going to trade them. What might happen here with the quarterbacks? And I think Fowler's response is kind of interesting.
Now, it does seem like there's a little more momentum lately for them potentially keeping four quarterbacks. You know, coming out of the draft, it was reminded to me that, like, hey, Cleveland, they value players like currency and tradable assets, right? So if you have four quarterbacks and somebody performs well in the preseason, or you showcase somebody to perform well in the preseason, maybe you can trade a piece, and then you have three quarterbacks. But there's a scenario where they can keep four, or maybe they can stash one on the practice squad. Like, there are a lot of things you can do. It seems like they are at least open to those options at this point.
Let me ask either one of you. Do you think either one of the rookies are going to go to the practice squad? Do you think either one of them would make it through to the practice squad?
I have a hard time. I have a hard time believing that, but possible.
There's no way. I don't think either one of those guys is clearing waivers.
Nope.
What about Pickett?
I think the best chance might be Joe Flacco.
I think Flacco might be the best chance too.
Yeah.
To get to the practice squad?
Yeah, I think Flacco might be the one who makes it to the practice squad out of all of them.
Joe is sitting out there for a very long time, Andy.
We have a different view of Joe Flacco than I think the league does.
Couldn't agree with you more. Mm. Joe is out there unemployed for a very long time.
Really?
Yeah. If you're the Browns and you're hoping to find a long-term possibility at quarterback, well, you wouldn't expose Pickett, Sanders, or Gabriel unless they showed they stunk. And I don't think they're going to do that. I think at the very least they're going to show, wonder if we can develop this guy. And Joe, you know exactly what you're going to get. And if the three young guys all show, we might have something here, but we're not sure. And I don't know why you would move on from them.
Do you completely understand the rules of the practice squad for veterans?
Kinda.
I'm just
really
looking through it because this is where I get caught up. It says,
I mean, he can refuse, can he not?
Yeah, but I thought at one point if you accrued too many years, you weren't allowed to be on the practice squad. But I think they changed that rule. So I don't know. I keep looking through the rules, but I guess I don't. If you were Joe Flacco, then wouldn't you retire before that happens?
Why? He said he wants to keep playing.
On the practice squad? I don't think he wants
to. Well, if you're...
I mean, it's almost like keeping around to be a coach.
If you retire, you're not going to be able to play.
Why would you give up...
If you're on somebody's practice squad, you could always get claimed.
Why would you give up a guaranteed $5 million?
Thank you.
They could just pay you out and call it a day.
Well, why would they?
But they'd put you on the practice squad to begin with. I mean, it's like the Matt Ryan going to TV thing. It's like, I'm not retiring. I'm collecting a paycheck off of them. They just told me not to play.
Do you really see Joe Flacco going to the practice squad? Think about that.
If I thought that Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, or Kenny Pickett might be able to play and be serviceable either as my starter or as my number one backup, I'm not going to expose one of those guys to waivers and try and lose them, Andy.
Joe, there's no way Joe's going to the practice squad. They'll end up, someone's going to have something go wrong during camp.
Maybe.
And he would go get, I would take a trade to go be a number two somewhere
else. But then Jeremy Fowler just says, rumblings now, it's starting to grow momentum that they could try and keep all four guys.
Which I could also 100% see.
Right.
I mean, it's.
You're going to give up an active player spot so you can have two quarterbacks on the inactive list on game day?
Yes.
How many wins do you think this team's going to have this year?
There's the point.
Don't you want to see what somebody else can do rather than having two quarterbacks sitting off on game day?
Do I need to have somebody...
Is the bottom of your roster really going to save your roster?
Exactly. Do I need to have somebody there that can cover kicks for me, or do I want another lottery ticket at quarterback?
52,
I'd rather have the quarterback.
If the solution to your woes is 52 and 53 on this roster, you have
trouble.
A lot of woes.
Yep,
I just can't see any NFL team keeping four quarterbacks.
Well, neither can I, but can you? How many NFL teams?
Other than on a practice squad, so you would keep three on the regular and then one on the practice. I just don't.
But Andy,
I don't think your rookies are going to be able
to do that. So you might try to juggle it for a little while. And if you try to juggle it for a little while and you end up then that's just what you do. I mean, the team won three games last year and didn't have a quarterback.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I guess, I mean, if you want to have one of your drafted guys that, I mean, if you want to have your first round or your second round, third round, I'm just trying to think. If you're taking away spots, now you're asking other guys to move into special teams. I'm just saying.
So?
I mean, Bubba Ventrone's been screaming how he wants more starters and special teams to begin
there,
with.
There you go.
Yeah, and then when they get hurt, you'll be saying to yourself, okay, why did we lose our linebacker?
They play football.
Because we had to have four quarterbacks on the active roster. You have no idea how silly that sounds.
Oh, no.
It sounds incredibly stupid.
Andy, I'm not here to try to justify it. I'm just telling you what they're going to do.
We're not the guys who drafted people in the third and the fifth round of quarterback.
The logic,
just because Jeremy Fowler says they're trying to figure out a way doesn't mean they're trying to.
I've been throwing that out since they drafted all these guys and signed Flacco.
I have said the same exact thing as Mr. Phelps, that they're going to keep all four of these guys on this roster, because if they put any of them on the practice squad, they're going to get snatched. The one who probably has the lowest odds to get snatched
is Joe Flacco.
I will buy lunch for you two if they keep all four quarterbacks. If all four of these quarterbacks are on the opening day roster, I will buy lunch for both of you guys. There are no way
they're
going to have four.
June 16th.
They're not going to have four quarterbacks. The four quarterbacks that are on this roster right now.
I would say it's unlikely, except for one thing.
So you don't accept the bet. That's what you're saying.
Oh, you didn't say we'd have to buy you.
Oh, no, I want steak, so...
Bring I want on. Steak.
I do.
I'm Andy Baskin. I won't just have like a sandwich.
No, man, I'm sure just because when I'm right, steak. I like to gloat.
I'm sure there's a $5.99 sirloin out there. We can get them.
We didn't say they're going to keep all four. The thought to me is this, Andy. You drafted Dylan Gabriel in the third round. Well, you're not going to run the risk of losing him. Sanders falls to everybody in the fifth round. The Browns are the team that actually made a move and traded up to get him. Well, you're not going to try and cut him loose either, I wouldn't imagine. And Pickett, you made a trade for. Not a great trade, but Pickett, by all accounts, might be the most viable starting quarterback at the beginning of the season. Why would you expose any of those guys? That leaves Flacco. And Joe is the guy who clearly has had the most success in the NFL.
Yeah, so, and let me throw this at you, too. If you're Kevin Stefanski and you've got these four guys standing in front of you, you've got one football, and you say, I need you to start against Cincinnati, and by the way, in the back of my mind, I might be out of here if I don't have a decent season, who do you trust?
Whichever guy shows me in training camp is the guy that I should trust.
If you ask me, I'm telling you, Flacco is the guy I'm handing the ball to if I'm Stefanski. I'm not saying that's the greatest move. I'm not saying that that's going to win you games. But from a confidence level and from an experience level and a history level, Flacco is the guy I'm handing the ball to game one. I'm not saying he's going to make it to game two, but I'm saying game one, Flacco, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, because I got to worry about my job and all my other coaches that are with me.
I think we are missing the forest through the trees on this. What is the overarching goal of the 2025-26 Browns season?
Well, if you tell me it's to suck so that they can draft another quarterback, I'm just going to be furious.
You said one of the words in that statement, it's to walk out of this year knowing, do we need a quarterback or do we have a quarterback? That's the goal. The goal of the 2025-26 season, do we have a quarterback or do we need a quarterback?
Do you realize how disheartening it is to walk into a season?
That's why you keep all four. But the one who might not
we're expecting to lose. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
I cannot. Horrible.
Answer a question.
Horrible philosophy.
What do you want me to tell you? This is the reality. This is reality. I'm sorry that it hurts.
Reality.
But it is the reality of the mess that you got yourself into with the Deshaun Watson contract and shoving all of the chips in the middle of the table.
He's right.
This is it. The credit card bill is due. You are looking down at it and going, honey, we're not going on vacation this year.
It drives me. It makes me sick.
I'm
straight out sick that you would think that you would walk into a regular season going, man, we're going into this thing knowing we're going to lose. At least put your foot in the water and try to win a couple of games early on so you can build a little momentum moving into the future. Best case scenario, your quarterback of the future is on this team right now. You don't have to waste any more draft picks next year in the first round on another stupid quarterback. Make it work now. Make it work now. I'm tired of waiting. I'm going to be dead before they win.
Gosh, I hope not.
We all feel that way. I'm so tired of it.
Eat less
steak. How do you go into a season thinking we're going to suck?
I'm not ready for Ann Phelps here on the fan.
It feels like we're going that way.
It's Baskin and Phelps, at least for now on the fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.